What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Your station for the best Ravens coverage.
Bringing the team to the fans.
It's news from the nest.
We're grateful for our media. We really are, most of the time.
With Vinny and Haney on 105.7 The Fan.
Sponsored by Window Nation. Right now from Window Nation, buy two windows, get two free, and pay nothing until 2027. Offer ending soon. Schedule your free estimate at 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com.
News from the Nest here on this Turn It Up Tuesday. Ravens, Commanders, preseason finale coming up Saturday at noon there. Talk about it, obviously, for the rest of the week. Bob Haney, Vinny Serrato, Nolan McGraw, John Harbaugh met with the media yesterday, and Tyler Loop, who he named, Harbs did after the game against Dallas Saturday, talks about the evolution of Tyler Loop against his, I guess, hometown team.
Yeah, I thought he'd pass it with flying colors. And even that was going to be better. You know, he could have made that kick, the one that went left just over the upright. And then the kickoff, you know, came up a little short on the one. So he's trying. We're really working hard on the kickoffs. I mean, you saw them doing it too, trying to find ways to make it tough for the return team to field the ball. So we're working on that stuff right now too. And that'll probably be an ongoing experiment, you know, early in the season. I think you'll see some strange kicks probably, you know, to try to make some things happen.
We've seen a lot of returns, Bob, in the preseason, you know, more so than we've seen in a long time. So I think, yeah, people, if you land the ball in the landing zone, what they're trying to do is kind of kick it low, let it land in the landing zone. What's that, from the 20 in, I think? And if it lands in the landing zone and rolls into the end zone, the offense gets the ball at the 20. So that's the key thing there, and that's what they're all trying to do. And that's why we see these low line shot kicks.
And touchbacks are
35-yard line.
Yeah, so there's a huge difference in that area. And in the college game, there's no landing zone. You just boot it as far as you can. But Looper, he getting acclimated to that, we think, and you just heard the head coach say, you know, we're still working on it, and a lot of teams have rookie kickers, and they're trying to learn the nuances of it as well. Now, one thing the Ravens, as good as they've been, and last year in particular, didn't force a ton of turnovers. They didn't turn the ball over a lot offensively, but they didn't force a ton. Here's John Harbaugh hoping that what we're seeing about the turnovers being forced so far goes to Buffalo with them.
It definitely is momentum we want to build for the season in terms of gaining turnovers. All the things that are impactful to winning are the things we want to gain momentum on, and there's a lot of those. And I thought the guys did a really good job of that in that last game down there in Dallas. We did a lot of the things that winning football teams do, you know, in games. So I was happy to see that, and I want to keep building on all those things.
Yeah, they got a safety. They got a interception from Lowry. But the thing about it is, and we talked to Jonas last Friday, and Jonas wrote about it, was Lamar's throwing more interceptions at practice. And, you know, the secondary is pretty damn good. So I think that's kind of a good indication, because Lamar's got to throw perfect balls. Otherwise, more than likely, it's going to be a pick from his own secondary. So that, you know, hopefully turns into interceptions during the season for the defense.
Are you confident that that becomes, well, it's a point of emphasis, but can they be successful creating these turnovers?
I think, Bob, they'll get more this year just because they're going to be a much more aggressive defense, especially coming out of the gate. And they're not going to have all the miscues that they had last year, you know, in the first five games. I don't see that coming. And they got a guy back there in Malachi Starks who can find the football and play the football. So, and I've said he's going to have six. He's going to lead them in interceptions. Malachi will. So I think they're going to be, and they have a lot. There's, you know, like Brandon Stevens. He couldn't play the ball. You know, he was always right there, but couldn't play the ball. All their DBs play the ball extremely well in the air. So I think I would be totally disappointed. I think they will be too. They don't have a lot more interceptions this year. Plus, with the people that they've got putting pressure on the quarterbacks, and you have a healthy Travis Jones and stuff, that ball could be coming out quicker, maybe not as accurate because they're getting pressure.
News from the Nest here on this Turn It Up Tuesday. Let's get John Harbaugh's update. Some injury details here. We'll start with Adeez Isaac.
Yeah, there was some ligament damage in there with the dislocated elbow. If it had been a dislocated elbow clean, it would have been about 3 weeks. Since it's not, it's going to have to undergo surgery. It's not a season ender, though. Maybe midway in the season sometime, he'll have a chance to come back.
It's just bad luck, you know. I mean, that sucks for the kid because he missed. He didn't get to play much last year. He was hurt a lot of the time. And now, what, he'll get the probably the 10-game IR, whatever it is. You know, so he'll be out for a while, and who knows if they're rocking and rolling, you know, what's he going to bring? And hopefully, if he comes back week 10 or whatever it may be, Bob, but maybe he can give them, you know, some juice at the end. And that maybe is around the trade deadline. And you know what? That's your trade guy. That could be too.
But he was a guy that they were hoping would make an impact on this year's team.
He was, yeah, no doubt about it. And Bob, he was on all the special teams. He was the first unit of special teams, you know, and he could play the run, and his pass rushing, you know, his the moves that he had. He had a beautiful spin move. He was getting better, and that's the thing that's disappointing.
Jair Alexander, John, what's the scoop here?
Yeah, the DB room right now is dealing with, like, nothing serious in terms of season issues or even for the opener. But he had something, you know, just to kind of take care of that knee. You do some things to kind of help it from a health standpoint. It's something he's been dealing with for a few years now, so it's not anything we didn't expect probably that might have been something to help, but you got to take a couple of days after you do that before you can practice. And same thing with D-Hop, you know, he's an older guy working on his knee a little bit, so things like that.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut, an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes, and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
So what, PRP or whatever, you know, draining, Alex, draining the
Alexander's
knee again?
Alexander's had the drainage. Right?
I mean, if that's drained again, that's the second time. I don't know. I would think at some point in here, Bob, we're going to hear about that. They needed to go in and do a cleanup, which, you know, you miss a week or two, which is not that big a thing. Maybe you got some. There's a reason why your knee keeps swelling. I don't know if it's loose particles or what. But I had that after I had had my knee surgery, and they went in, took a little chip out of it. I missed a week, you know, kind of thing. So your knee just doesn't swell because it wants to swell.
Sure.
So there's something there, and that's why, you know, they're trying. That's why I totally believe whatever they're doing, be ready for Buffalo. But then after that, who know? You know, we don't know after that because they're on a run of games where, you know, how much time is he going to miss? How much practice time is he going to miss? You can't have a bunch of dudes that can't practice.
Talk about Starks. You say he's going to lead the team in interceptions.
Yes.
We all like Mike Green. Going to have this. I don't know if he'll have a, you know, Bulware Suggs level sack total as
a
rookie.
He's got that ability.
But Emory Jones, remember him? Third-round pick out of LSU. So, John Harbaugh, what's the scoop with this one?
Yeah, disappointing. It doesn't. He's not going to make it to the start of the regular season. I would say the doctor, the surgeon, best I can tell you is, you know, he wants to be sure that it's fully right, and that's the way it should be. We respect that, and so it's going to take a little longer. So we won't be counting on him early on in the season.
You're not going to be counting on him at all this year. I mean, he has not been on the field one snap, OTAs, mini camp, training camp, no. So you talk about a slow healer. I mean, you know, I don't. And the thing with him is, why hurry him back now? Let him get in a weight room. Let him take a redshirt year because he's a talented kid. Just let him get in there, get strong, get physical. And, you know, we'll see. The only way that I don't even know how he could come back, Bob, because he doesn't know. And, you know, and fundamentally, he's so far behind.
We'll come back out to dough, hopefully. Ease our pain financially, buy or sell. Talk about sports subjects. Rock and Paco, talk about those. Orioles, Trevor Rogers, incredible. Basayo, Beavers. I mean, Mountie swinging a hot bat. Talk about all that good stuff. Does he have a future here with the Orioles? Funhouse with Nolan. Howard Balzer, longtime NFL writer, is going to have some NFL lunch with us at 1 o'clock. He's based out in Arizona with the Cardinals. We talk about the 49ers, the Rams. And what about Arizona? They played well down the stretch last year.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey there, cats and kittens. It's Brian from The Commercial Break, the mediocre comedy podcast where my best friend Chrissy and I attempt to make sense of the world. We talk about the absurd, the ridiculous, and the stuff no one asked for, like internet weirdos, pickup artists, and why everyone is obsessed with crystals and colonics. It's all gotta stop. The show is free, it's frequent, and it's probably not for everyone. You can go to tcbpodcast.com, subscribe at youtube.com/thecommercialbreak, or check out the show wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll see you on the next commercial break, and best to you.